Hi, Andrew Middleton here again, and welcome back to the second part of the 99 Educational Uses for Podcasting audio poster. In the previous episode, I covered ideas in the range of A to L, and in this second and last episode, I cover the remaining ideas. If you haven't heard the previous episode, what happened was I went around speaking to colleagues in the Learning and IT Services Department at Sheffield Hallam University, presenting them with some titles for ideas that I had for educational podcast formats, and I asked them what they thought such a podcast might be, and they came back with their idea. And at the beginning of the day, I'd started out with 99 ideas, with the intention that the 100th idea would be developed during the conversations that ensued. And of course, everyone came back with their own take on what the podcast idea they were looking at might be. So after this exercise, I have probably generated, at least another 10 ideas. So I would imagine I'm in the range of now 109 ideas for educational podcasting. And for me, that's great news, because that was one of the main reasons I was doing this. I know that there's an awful lot that can be done with podcasting in education other than recording lectures. And that's what I was setting out to prove, and I think I have really proven that. Okay, so now let's listen to the remaining ideas that were discussed for good ways to use podcasting in education.
Lost in time.
Right.
Just, I don't know, it just makes me think of drifting away into something that, some dreamlike state.
Lost in time. Simply, the idea is to try and go back in time to look at the context and conditions of a particular idea or concept as it was several years ago, so that we can compare what we know now and what we do now to a previous time to understand progress. Moot. And what do you think a moot might sound like in a podcast format?
I think it's where people are taking positions, challenging each other, providing evidence to support a case which they may not necessarily agree with, but there's an interaction of maybe very strong feelings about a position. A bit like, it's used in legal education, so it's a bit like a courtroom situation.
Yes, the moot idea does stem from law studies, as was noted in a previous podcast. But I have seen mooting used in art and design, and I think there's a lot of potential for that mooting, where two teams propose or take positions proposing and opposing a situation. So it's like a debate, but you are taking quite a formal approach. You are bringing in evidence. You are referring to previous papers, and there is a judgment opportunity at the end of that.
Title, on topic, off topic.
What do you think a podcast with that title might be like?
Personally, I'd say it's probably something to do with discussions, probably verbal, which lots of people have day to day, and often you find yourself tend to kind of flip between different areas and subjects of what you're meant to be discussing, and hence the title on topic, which you might discuss, which is what you're formally doing, and often they tend to drift and go off in different directions and go off topic. And I think as a podcaster, that would be quite an interesting debate to have.
On topic, off topic. This was inspired by notes and queries. So in 1 week, an on topic question is proposed and an off topic question is proposed. And by that I mean something that is focused in on the topic in hand and something that is probably quite unrelated to the educational experience at all. So it's there for motivational reasons and it is there for a bit of fun. The following week, the podcast is filled with responses from students to both of those questions. I can even see that an editor for each week would nominate their favourite answer in each category, and you could almost imagine over a semester some league, some scoring, some competitive angle being involved in the podcast too.
Past the cast. And that it's maybe key points from lectures, seminars, things like that.
Past cast. Another historical one for me. This is where the idea came from. Looking back, maybe even role-playing historical moments in time. And by historical, we are maybe not looking back that far. We could be looking back a year. We could be looking back 100 years. We could be looking back 1,000 years. But the idea is to try and take ourselves back through the medium of audio to a previous time and then reflect on how things may be different now because of what we've heard.
Phonecast.
Oh, right, a phonecast. And what do you think a phonecast might be and how might it be engaging if it used educationally?
I was thinking it was kind of like a podcast, but you could ring up a number and speak into it and it would automatically record your podcast for you. So it could be used to get the students' feedback from if they're at home, not necessarily in university.
So we'd be listening back to student voices and they'd be responding maybe to a prompt set by the tutor, an audio prompt, or even just a prompt in Blackboard. Or
So
they'll be sent out on a mission with their phones and they'll be asked to phone into a number.
Yeah, and it would automatically record a podcast for them.
And that would become available to everyone else to listen back to. Phonecast. Yes, this is what I thought, that a phonecast is an opportunity for flexible interaction using audio. There are technologies available that support people using mobile phones to phone in from wherever they are, from whenever the thought occurs to them, and contribute a comment, a question, into the pot, if you like, and that on a weekly basis, these phone comments or questions or ideas or contributions can be reassembled into a weekly episode and offered back to generate further discussion in the next week.
Placement cast.
And how do you think that might work as a podcast?
Maybe getting students who are on placement at the moment to reflect on their experiences so that they can share it amongst peers, or maybe use it again when before other students are going on placements.
Placement cast. When you go on placement, it's an amazing experience. It's amazing because it takes you out of the purely academic educational environment. But at the same time, it's actually quite difficult, I think, for some people to reflect on what they're doing and to apply that to what they're studying. And so a placement cast, I think, would be one way that might encourage students on placement to reflect on the go about what they're experiencing and to offer those reflections back to their own portfolio at the end of the placement, but possibly back to other people on placement. So the benefits that some people are getting, the questions that are being raised for them in their placement, can be shared either with peers who are also out on placement or maybe presented for future students who are about to go on placement so that they can hear back about that kind of experience and allay some of the worries, perhaps.
Reflective questions. I think it could be probably from a tutor who probably initiate a question line which may instigate perhaps a bit of background thought which will give the person an opportunity to come up with perhaps possibilities, several possibilities of reply. So it wouldn't be a question which wouldn't necessarily invite a single reply. It's going to be something that can generate a choice or a more meaningful approach.
Reflective questions. I think this is one of the more obvious and simpler ideas for podcasting in education, that an academic can pose a question through a podcast that the students need to go away and think about.
Revision objects.
And what do you think a revision object might sound like as a podcast?
It will be about enabling students, I guess, with revision, and a different way of coming at revision. Different techniques for different styles, I guess. Different revision styles for students.
Revision objects. Students can be asked to contribute audio chunks, explanations of ideas and concepts they are encountering during the course to the revision pool. And the revision pool, a pool of audio files, can be available to the whole cohort as they approach exams. So probably very small chunks, but the idea of working together to produce a pool of information to help motivate them and inform them through their revision period prior to exams.
Study guide.
And what do you think that sounds like in terms of being a podcast?
Direct students to learning resources.
Okay. Study guide. This is probably quite an obvious technique. It might be a guide that gives you some information, but it might be a guide that helps you to understand how to go about learning as you are learning. For instance, you might have an information skills studies guide, so that on a weekly basis or a daily basis, a new idea of how to study is released to you.
Think tank.
Think tank. Think tank is basically an audio brainstorm involving a small group of people who discuss an idea, but discuss it in such a way that they are allowed to take risks and really not try to come up with the right answer, but to try things out, a creative discussion, an unconstrained discussion around a particular idea or possibly a problem. Something needs to be made, fixed, resolved, and the think tank is capturing the creative discussion, the problem-solving discussion. So, over these two episodes of this audio poster podcast, we have heard two takes on several ideas of how podcasting can be used imaginatively and effectively, I hope, to make the learning experience that much richer. Again, I would like to thank all the colleagues in the Learning and IT Services Department who I spoke to for daring to contribute their ideas. Just one thing to note, this poster was put together really, really quickly. And that is, you know, something other than what we've been talking about here. But I really do believe that podcasting and using audio generally has a lot of potential to make the learning experience richer for everyone, because technically it is actually quite a simple media to work with. So as well as there being great applications for it, we can expect to actually roll this sort of stuff out very, very quickly. And here at Sheffield Hallam University, we hope to be launching a Blackboard building block that will support the delivery of podcasting very soon. If you want to hear about all of the other ideas that weren't talked about in these two episodes, please get in touch with me. And even more important, if you've got some more ideas of your own, please get in touch with me too. This is very much a team effort, generating up new ideas for podcasting in higher education. Thanks for joining me, and why not tune into some of the other podcasts that come through on the Podcasting for LTA channel. Cheers. If you want to hear other episodes of the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast, go to http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. You can also subscribe from that site, so look out on the right hand side of that page for a link to subscribe to the podcast so that you can receive it automatically. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk.